Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
Hi, Rachel. The zip code here is 01602.
01602. All right, and thank you for that information. In one moment, please.
Call the number associated with that purchase.
Yeah, did they identify
it? All right. If you would also please provide your first and last name.
So, Rachel, I'm calling because there was a, so I'm calling from Cornerstone Bank. I'm here with one of my customers who had this number attached to a charge that they're not familiar with.
Okay. We are customer service to about 400 online companies, so I'd be happy to further assist. I just need to get their name now that I have the zip code to try to access some information for you.
Okay. That's okay. All right, so the name is Ruth Boyda.
Okay, please spell that last name.
B-O-Y-D-A.
B-O-Y-B-A?
D-A, yeah, as in dog.
Oh, let me correct that. All right, and thank you. Okay, in one moment, please. I am accessing some information, so it'll take a moment. Okay, I'm still accessing information. All right, and for security purposes, if you would also verify the address.
106 Glendale Street, Worcester, Massachusetts, 01602.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that information. And one moment, please. Okay. I have, pardon me, I have gotten an account located that shows the name of Ruth Boyda. Also, it is showing your address as the shipping and billing address, and you're calling in about, well, let me see what you're calling in about. Just one moment, please. Get the rest of my information. Let's see. It has eyes. What it shows, let's see, it shows a transaction that was done on June 13th, and it's a discount, let's see, you're calling about an electronic discount store membership club. It's a discount club, and it shows, it has the word ICE, but there is a product, maybe if you completed a survey that day, a product was offered, but this is a discount shopping membership where you build a flat fee up front per terms and conditions. It does show $59.92. Usually it will show a product, but it just has discount club, and it has ICE out to the side. So I believe that's something that's probably offered maybe to win or to purchase. But with this $59.92 that the customer pays, it's a monthly charge. You receive a $100 credit, pardon me, to get additional trendy and other tech products and gadgets. And when you use the monthly fee or you take advantage of it, you earn an, sorry about my voice, you earn an extra $40 for free. But this is a monthly membership club.
Oh, no, it ain't. No, do they know what the product was? They think I'm recalling it.
Well, information here is abbreviated for us. Usually it will show a product out to the site. It just has ICE. Sometimes customers complete it. Sometimes it's some type of card, like a gas card. So the list that I have is usually it shows it's like for vacuum, or it doesn't show it's a vacuum or a grill or a mixer. So items are added. So maybe this one is a new item. But this was done on a website.
All right. Yeah, I recall it. Can I cancel that, please?
Certainly. But the cancellation is effective today. Pardon me. And it does cancel all future charges as well. Try to keep my voice.
Do I get reimbursed on this charge that I'm not going to use?
Let me check to see what we can do to assist. Since we're third party, we follow the guidelines, of course, of the company that billed. It does provide the website where there was a checkout.
What was
but,
the website?
It shows as Trendy Electronics Discounts Club.com. Pardon me, that's where the checkout was. So let me just look into it. I'll go ahead and provide you, excuse me, with the cancellation confirmation for the club. And that is the letter C as in cancel, 920-862-747.
That was just the cancellation confirmation?
Yeah, that's the cancellation confirmation, and I need to look into, find out what we can do regarding a refund. It does show it was just 3 days ago. It shows it was the 13th of June when that was done.
Supposedly, I have one of many.
Yes. Do you mind please holding?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to do another survey.
Yeah. Just be very, very careful. I don't want anything online. Always be more, just take more thought, more than enough caution. Like.
I read the reviews and everything, you know. I mean, it was a lot of pros part and a few cons, and I'm like, okay, you know, a little table talk. And it was supposedly a promotion to Walmart. It showed a woman.
All right, I do apologize for the delay. I can, normally I think there's like a $10 non-refundable fee for setup, whatever the process was that you went through for processing that order. But we can waive that $10 setup, and I'll just go ahead and get you fully refunded since it was just 3 days ago.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
It should go right back on. It'll go right back on the card that was used, right?
All right. Thank you so much for holding. So that $59, excuse me, and 92 cents has been fully refunded. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, it'll show reflected back to your card. And I have the transaction ID also for that refund.
Sure.
All right, that is 732-112-4685.
Thank you.
All right, you are welcome. There is no more membership. Is there anything else that I can do to assist, and no future charges as well or shipments?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.